In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, you have made this journey to die for me with unspeakable love, and I have so many times ungratefully abandoned you. But now I love you, Lord, with all my heart, and because I love you, I repent sincerely for having offended you. Please forgive me, my God, and allow me to accompany you on this journey. You died for love of me. I want, my beloved Redeemer, to die for love of you. My Jesus, I will live and die always united to you. The first station. Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider how Jesus Christ, after being scourged and crowned with thorns, was unjustly condemned by Pilate to die on the cross. Jesus, it was not Pilate, no, it was my sins that condemned you to die. By the merits of this sorrowful journey, assist my soul on its journey towards eternity.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The second station. Jesus accepts his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider Jesus, as he walked this road with the cross on his shoulders, thinking of us, and offering to his Father in our behalf, the death he was about to suffer. My most beloved Jesus, I embrace all the sufferings you have destined for me until death. I beg you, by all you suffered in carrying your cross, to help me carry mine with your perfect peace and resignation.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The third station. Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider the first fall of Jesus. Loss of blood from the scourging and crowing with thorns had so weakened him that he could hardly walk, and yet he had to carry that great load upon his shoulders. As the soldiers struck him cruelly, he fell several times under the heavy cross. My beloved Jesus, it was not the weight of the cross but the weight of my sins, which made you suffer so much. By the merits of this first fall, save me from falling into mortal sin.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The fourth station. Jesus meets his afflicted mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider how the Son met his mother on his way to Calvary. Jesus and Mary gazed at each other and their looks became as so many arrows, to wound those hearts which loved each other so tenderly. My most loving Jesus, by the pain you suffered in this meeting, grant me the grace of being truly devoted to your most holy mother. And you, my Queen, who was overwhelmed with sorrow, obtain for me by your prayers a tender and a lasting remembrance of the passion of your divine Son.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The fifth station. Simon helps Jesus carry the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider how weak and weary Jesus was. At each step he was at the point of expiring. Fearing that he would die on the way, when they wished him to die the infamous death of the cross, they forced Simon of Cyrene to help carry the cross after our Lord. My beloved Jesus, I will not refuse the cross as Simon did. I accept it and embrace it. I accept in particular the death that is destined for me with all the pains that may accompany it. I unite it to your death and I offer it to you. You have died for love of me. I will die for love of you and to please you. Help me by your grace.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The sixth station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider the compassion of the holy woman, Veronica. Seeing Jesus in such distress, his face bathed in sweat and blood, she wipes his face with her veil. Jesus wiped his face, and left upon the cloth the image of a sacred countenance. My beloved Jesus, your face was beautiful before you began this journey, but, now, it no longer appears beautiful, and is disfigured with wounds and blood. Alas, my soul also was once beautiful, when it received your grace in baptism, but I have since disfigured it with my sins. You alone, my Redeemer, can restore it to its former beauty. Do this by the merits of your passion, and then do with me as you will.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The seventh station. Jesus falls the second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider how the second fall of Jesus under his cross renews the pain in all the wounds of his head and his body. My most gentle Jesus, how many times you have forgiven me, and how many times I have fallen again and begun again to offend you. By the merits of this second fall, give me the grace to persevere in your love until death. Grant that in all my temptations, I may always have recourse to you.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The eighth station. Jesus speaks to the women. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider how the women wept with compassion seeing Jesus so distressed and dripping with blood as he walked along. Jesus said to them, "Weep not so much for me, but rather for your children. My Jesus, laden with sorrows, I weep for the sins which I have committed against you, because of the punishment I deserve for them, and, still more, because of the displeasure they have caused you, who have loved me with an infinite love. It is your love, more than the fear of hell, which makes me weep for my sins."
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The ninth station. Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider how Jesus Christ fell for the third time. He was extremely weak and the cruelty of his executioners was excessive. They tried to hasten his steps, though he hardly had strength to move. Jesus, by the merits of the weakness you suffered in going to Calvary, give me enough strength to overcome all human respect and all my evil passions, which have led me to despise your friendship.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The tenth station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider how Jesus was violently stripped of his clothes by his executioners. The inner garments adhered to his lacerated flesh and the soldiers tore them off so roughly that the skin came with them. Have pity for your Savior so cruelly treated and tell him, "My innocent Jesus, by the torment you suffered in being stripped of your garments, help me to strip myself of all attachment for the things of earth, that I may place all my love in you who are so worthy of my love."
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider Jesus, thrown down upon the cross, he stretched out his arms and offered to his eternal Father the sacrifice of his life for our salvation. They nailed his hands and feet, and then, raising the cross, left him to die in anguish. My despised Jesus, nail my heart to the cross, that it may always remain there, to love you and never leave you again.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The 12th station. Jesus dies upon the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider how Jesus, after 3 hours of agony on the cross, is finally overwhelmed with suffering and, abandoning himself to the weight of his body, bows his head and dies. Jesus, I devoutly kiss the cross on which you would die for love of me. I deserve, because of my sins, to die a terrible death, but your death is my hope. By the merits of your death, give me the grace to die embracing your feet, and burning with love for you. I commit my soul into your hands.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The 13th station. Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider how, after our Lord had died, he was taken down from the cross by two of his disciples, Joseph and Nicodemus, and placed in the arms of his afflicted mother. She received him with unutterable tenderness, and pressed him close to her bosom. O Mother of Sorrows, for the love of your Son, accept me as your servant and pray to him for me, and you my Redeemer, since you have died for me, allow me to love you, for I desire only you and nothing more.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
The 14th station. Jesus is placed in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Consider how the disciples carried the body of Jesus to its burial, while his holy mother went with them, and arranged it in the tomb with her own hands. They then closed the tomb and all departed. Jesus, I kiss the stone that closes you in. But you gloriously did rise again on the third day. I beg you by your resurrection, that I may be raised gloriously on the last day, to be united with you in heaven, to praise you and love you forever.
I love you, Jesus, my love above all things. I repent with my whole heart for having offended you. I will never offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will.
When they crucify Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid his precious body in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? But were you there when he rose from the grave? Cry, yeah. And I begin to tremble. I tremble. Were you there when he rose from